Hello, I'm Kate Lane, and welcome to this podcast presented by the American College of Toxicology. In this brief conversation with Tracy Zoetis, the current president of ACT, we'll be talking about the upcoming annual meeting in Palm Springs, California in November. Tracy, it's good to talk to you, and thanks for joining me, and welcome to the podcast. I'd like to start by talking about some of the specifics for the upcoming annual meeting, and then touch on some of the reasons we feel that it's a key meeting for so many people, and then end with some of your personal reflections on the annual meeting.
Sure thing, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so the 2017 ACT annual meeting is taking place in Palm Springs from November 5th to the 8th at the Palm Springs Convention Center. Can you provide a brief preview of the meeting and highlights that you think we should watch out for?
Sure thing. Happy to do so. The 38th annual meeting will include a world-class scientific program, a welcome reception and dinner, our popular poster reception session, an awards luncheon, distinguished plenary lectures, and events that enhance interactions among ACT leadership, speakers, attendees, students, and exhibitors. I know I just said a lot, so let me unpack that a little. The scientific program will include symposia on topics covering rare diseases, preclinical ocular studies, and toxicological considerations of epigenetic mechanisms as drug targets, among many others. We also have a couple of really exciting plenary lectures. The first lecture will be presented by Dr. Stephen Gray, who is a lead researcher in the field of gene therapy and will share his experience in the search for a cure for a fatal condition called giant axonal neuropathy. The second plenary lecture will be presented by Dr. Helen Haggerty, who will speak about the immune system and cancer. We're also very excited for the presentation by Dr. Linda Birnbaum, who is this year's recipient of the ACT's Distinguished Science and Toxicology Award. Also, as part of our scientific program, our continuing education program will cover topics ranging from managing preclinical contract research organization studies, dealings with the business sides of in- and out-licensing drug assets in industry, immunotoxicology, pathology, and genetic toxicology. In addition to the scientific program, there are many opportunities for hanging out with people and networking opportunities. We have every day there's something. So on Saturday, there's golf outing. There's a welcome reception dinner on Sunday, the popular poster session with reception on Monday, an increasingly popular 5K run called the Toxtrot on Tuesday morning, and a member mixer on Wednesday where we have the pleasure to introduce our incoming president, Andy Kurpis. From a technology standpoint, we'll be using an app to allow ease of navigation of the schedule, convention center, and facilitate easier networking and communications for all attendees. Lastly, we'd like to remind everyone to register for the annual meeting if they haven't already done so. Early bird registration ends on September 15th, and please don't forget to book your hotel because those rooms go fast.
Thanks, Tracy. That is a lot going on. Now, we often talk of the annual ACT meeting as being the meeting of choice for toxicology professionals, and I wonder if you can explain why you believe it is such a valuable meeting to attend.
As illustrated by the program highlights we just mentioned, our annual meeting provides the ideal venue for keeping up with emerging trends in the science of toxicology, for staying connected with friends and colleagues, and for making new connections. One of the unique features of this meeting is the approach to planning it, which begins with a brainstorming session by meeting participants over lunch on Tuesday each annual meeting. The program is designed by and for our colleagues with the goal of providing excellent quality scientific and regulatory content and a focus on applied toxicology. The ACT annual meeting offers the perfect blend of education and interpersonal engagement to equip toxicologists for making important decisions that affect public health and safety.
And I wonder if you could share, Tracy, some of your favorite things about the annual meetings in general.
Gosh, there's so many. One of the things that I really appreciate about the meeting are the myriad of learning opportunities that are suitable for all stages of a toxicologist's career. The entire meeting is purposely designed to provide relevant training and networking opportunities for toxicology in early, mid, and late stages of their careers. Early in my career, I worked for a CRO where only senior-level study directors were allowed to attend ACT, along with the business development team. One year, the meeting was local, and I took off work and paid my own way into the meeting, and I was immediately hooked. As my career progressed, I attended, then participated in, then led symposia at the annual meeting, and through the years, my involvement with the annual meeting has provided opportunities to work alongside knowledgeable and respected leaders in our field. And I know that my experience is not unique.
That's a great story, Tracy. So ACT does a really great job in selecting venues for the November meeting, and I suspect that many of us are looking forward to a few days in the sun and walks in California in November.
Indeed we are. I look forward to seeing everyone in Palm Springs.
Tracy, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you in November, and thanks to our audience for tuning in.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.